I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to continue our DeAndre Hopkins tour. Let's head to Cleveland to be joined by my guy, Chico Borman. He is the host of the Chico Borman Show. Chico, man, long time no talk. How you been, my man?
C-Dot, I am great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So I think that Cleveland is kind of underrated the favorite to go get DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sure you've been seeing the same reports that I've seen over these last couple of days about the relationship between Hopkins and Watson. You know how invested Cleveland is in Deshaun Watson as a quarterback. I think they're the favorite right now.
No. I'm going to respectfully disagree. And I think – actually, I think it's you guys in Buffalo only because those were the two – and not – you know, no revelation. Those are the two teams that were talking extensively, supposedly, from Albert Breer as far as I'm not saying that Cleveland, you know, would anyone have interest in bringing DeAndre Hopkins in? Well, hell yes. But I think what we're doing here is, and we tend to do that here in Cleveland every now and then. Oh my gosh, Deshaun Watson just said that he would love to be reunited with DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, of course he would. Like, and I'm sure DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know. I mean, does Cleveland check every one of his boxes? First of all, he's going to want some serious cash. I mean, if Odell Beckham Jr. got 15, now, from a money standpoint, the Browns will clear up as of June 1st. John Johnson, that was a nice signing a couple years ago. John Johnson will be off the book, so that'll save him $15 million. Honestly, I'm taking all kinds of hell here in Cleveland, which is nothing new, but I feel like I'm being Mr. Pessimist, but I just, if it happens, great. But I think people are here, at least, are getting way over the top with, like, oh my gosh, did you hear what Deshaun Watson said? Well, yeah, they played together. They made great music together. And I'm sure if Cleveland can pay him what he wants, he'd come here. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. And I also think that, I mean, Deshaun Watson is fantastic, but he wants to play with a great quarterback. Last I checked, Carrington, you guys have a guy that wears 15 who's really, really good.
But, Chico, this is where I think Cleveland has a shot. And you obviously got a great pulse of the people in Cleveland. I think Chiefs fans want DeAndre Hopkins, but I think the Chiefs have kind of set this, hey, this is our price, and I don't think that DeAndre Hopkins kind of fits into their price. When you look at what Odell got, he got $15 million with a chance for it to be $18 million. The Chiefs have spent no money on wide receiver this offseason. They had a chance to bring Juju back at $11 million. They said no. They had other chances to bring in wide receivers. They said no. If Hopkins was going for like $6 to $8 million, then I think he's a Chief 24 hours after he gets released, or I think the Chiefs just would have traded for him, honestly. But the fact that his price tag to me is so high, he's going to go to a team like Cleveland that is like around the playoffs, a little bit on the outside, that feels like he can be a difference maker. Maybe it's not Cleveland per se, but it's like a Cleveland, a Detroit. It's one of those kind of teams, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From that perspective, I would agree with you. Although, you know, I'd go back to, you know, how serious was he and his agent when they put out there that, I mean, it's not like his demands are a whole lot. He wants a lot of money. He'd like to play with a great quarterback, and he wants to play with a defense that's really good because defense wins championships. And, you know, how this is where, you know, put your money where your mouth is. If you really truly believe that, you know, hey, Kansas City, and of course, why wouldn't he, or Buffalo, is in a better spot than Cleveland, then you go ahead and do that. I mean, he absolutely has that connection with Deshaun Watson, but I the money that the Browns supposedly have, I just think Andrew Berry, I know you have Deshaun Watson. I know you're paying him, and you gave up a whole bunch of capital, and you went through all of the shenanigans and off the field stuff. So, hey, if Deshaun Watson puts out a comment that, hey, I'd love to be reunited with DeAndre Hopkins, of course Andrew Berry's going to listen. And I'm sure that Andrew Berry's been in contact with him. But I think when we get down to brass tacks and money, I think Andrew Berry realizes, like, speaking of defense, okay, we've added a lot in the defensive line, added your boy Juan Thornhill, who we're excited about here in Cleveland. We might still need some, you know, some reinforcement on that side of the ball. And I just, to me, I don't want to say it's not money well spent because it's DeAndre Hopkins, but, you know, you traded for Elijah Moore, you brought in Marquise Goodwin, you have Amari Cooper, none of those guys, and I'm not saying that, none of those guys is DeAndre Hopkins, but I just don't think this is something that Andrew Berry would bite on unless it's not as much money as I believe or you believe.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Boorman in Cleveland, getting the Browns' perspective on on DeAndre Hopkins. I thought that Cleveland was a realistic option. Chico disagrees. This is a side note, I guess, has something to do with D-Hop, but doesn't have anything to do. What are fans saying about Deshaun Watson once he finally played? I'm not talking about the off-the-field stuff, but he wasn't good at the end of the season, but it's also understandable because he hadn't played in a year and a half, too. How are fans feeling about their quarterback situation going into this upcoming season?
Cautiously optimistic is what I would say. I think you're right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And I think, again, and this is what fans do, and there's nothing wrong with it, and especially here. I mean, these fans have been dragged through the mud year after year since they came back into the league. So, you know, but a lot of folks around here seem to believe that Deshaun Watson was just going to jump into a phone booth, put on the Superman cape, come out and start flinging it all around the yard. And it just doesn't work that way. I mean, the guy hadn't played a game in 700 days. You're still getting to know your teammates. It's his team now. And technically, I guess it was his team when they made that deal. But if you're not around, then, you know, it's kind of tough to establish that. Now, he's, and by all indications, the guys love him. And I have no reason to think otherwise. He seems like a great teammate. Everybody loves him. Is the guy talented? We've already seen glimpses of him throwing it with some guys. And I mean, it's, you know, it's Deshaun Watson. But I would say that they're always optimistic, but I think the last couple of seasons have really tempered expectations for even the, you know, the hardiest of fans out there.
Chico, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds to me like you think DeAndre Hopkins is either going to Buffalo or Kansas City.
I'll just say I don't think he's coming to Cleveland. I want him to come to Cleveland. I don't think he's coming to Cleveland. And if I were to lean one way or two ways, I think KC and Buffalo make sense. Now, your point, very well taken. You know, Kansas City's earned that. That's the luxury you have of being where you're at. You know, the organization, the winning, you say, okay, here's our price. How bad do you want to win? We'll see. But, that's fair to say.
I mean, that's just how the Chiefs have really operated this entire time. And that's basically what happened with Tyreek Hill. I understand that was at a much higher level, but I mean, Devontae Adams signed that deal. I think the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill were working on a negotiation. The plan was for him to be long-term. The market changed. The number went up, and I think the Chiefs stood firm. And I think at that point, Tyreek Hill and his agent said, well, if you're not going to pay me what the market says, trade me. And I think the Chiefs traded him in like a week. So I just think that they have kind of set this tone, especially because, like, they sit from a position of power. They win. Also with their quarterback contract, that we're not going to overspend for these things because it doesn't move the needle enough for us. We're going to win our division. We're going to win double-digit games. We're going to be good regardless. So that's why for D-Hop, if he signs for what you and I think he's going to sign for, I think he's going to get at least $12 million. Kansas City is not giving DeAndre Hopkins $12 million next year.
Okay, let me ask you this. You can help me out for my show. Are there rumors at all about, like, what would get it done from either his vantage point or what Kansas City is looking to spend or can spend roughly?
So there was a story from Albert Breer that says they wanted to sign a contract that was very similar to the one they got Donovan Smith. So Donovan Smith signed for 1 year, $3 million, and with a chance of it being $9 million in incentives. Now, D-Hop probably takes a little bit more guaranteed, but if I had to guess, Kansas City wants him to sign like a 1 year, $6 million deal that can be up to 15 with incentives. Where if you're D-Hop, hold on, I just saw Odell Beckham get $15 million guaranteed. Why would I take this and now I got to go earn the rest where if I get injured or something happens, I'm not going to be able to get my money? That's why I don't think Kansas City's viable.
That's fair. The other thing that's in play here is, you know, Andrew Berry's looking around the division, and I'm not saying you're making moves based on what Baltimore's doing or Cincinnati's doing, but, you know, Lamar Jackson is signed and – well, they brought in Odell Beckham Jr., and is that, you know, does that make – I mean, that he's really worked on it. He worked on the defensive line, and they worked on that wide receiver room. And, again, none of those guys, even as great as Amari Cooper is, and I love him, he's not D-Hop. But, I just can't see Andrew Berry biting. Then again, he went the distance twice, not once, but twice for Jadeveon Clowney. So – it could happen. I don't think it will. I think fans are getting really, really excited about something that's probably not going to come to fruition.
I mean, but Chico, that sounds like the history of Cleveland sports, though, right?
And it's so good to touch base with you again. Yes, you're exactly right. That's it. Like, they get excited, and, you know, and again, it's not the fans' fault. I mean, like I said, they've been dragged through the mud, regime after regime. Okay, 2020 happened, COVID happened, and Kevin Stefanski comes in. All right, we're well on our way. Oops, we had some, you know, locker room issues, and oops, we didn't figure out, you know, the whole Baker Mayfield thing, and, well, let's go get Deshaun. I mean, it's just, trust me, I want, more than anything, I want it for those fans, and myself included. I'm a little biased, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't be, but yeah, you're right. That is the story. They get their hopes up, and then they get dashed. So maybe this is the new route. We go in with low expectations, and then we're pleasantly surprised. We shall see.
That is my guy Chico Boorman joining us on the show today. I'll tell you a quick story about Chico. The day that Missouri hired Dennis Gates as their coach, he said, "You're going to be happy with Missouri's head coach," because I was not incredibly happy with their coach. But you know what, Chico? You ended up being right. I love Dennis Gates.
Have you had a chance to talk to him or meet him?
I have not yet. No, I have not got a chance to meet him. Hopefully this season, but no, I have not got a chance to meet him yet.
He is as great a coach as he is. He's an even better guy. Like, I'm happy as hell for you guys, because he's fantastic. And what he did in a short amount of time was nothing short of incredible. And he's just a good all-around dude. So I'm looking forward to you meeting him and getting your reaction.
That is Chico Boorman joining us on the show today. Thanks, Chico.
Always fun, buddy. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.